mentioned that there's a website, so it sounds like I can order online.
If you go to www.zoup, that's how you spell zoup.com, you can go to a drop-down, put in your zip code, or just look state by state, find the local zoup location in your area.
Right.
Click on that, find their menu. You can order up, pay online, yes.
Cool.
And you can see everything they have, all the soups, all the sandwiches, all the salads that day. You can order online, put in the beverages. They have small things like cookies and other side orders.
So
everyone is ordered.
And you would describe that a majority of the soups are decided daily.
Yes.
So how far in advance are you planning that as the owner?
Well, the owners normally order early in the week for delivery a few days later. So you know, and there's a nice system that keeps you a track of what you're running low on, what you'll have. You order in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The owner sits down or the general manager and decides probably the day before what's going to be on the menu. So it's constantly changing. And that was a big draw for me, that it's not the same food over and over and over that gets sort of stale both for the staff and the customers. It's always changing.
Gotcha. These are prepared by the headquarters and delivered to your store?
They're prepared by a local. Currently, it's a place in Princeton, New Jersey that delivers it. The salads and the sandwiches are all made fresh at the store.
Okay.
The soups are made at a local distributor, brought to you, heated up, and brought out in big urns. You wouldn't really be able to tell the difference from homemade.
No, it's just down the street. It's being made that day. It's just being brought to you, right?
Probably the day before, brought to you,
yep.
And heated up, brought out in a big tureen. And
Neat. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We're talking with Mark Barber. He's putting together a business in Flemington, the Shops of Flemington, called Zoop. And it's a new casual dining experience. It's going to be opening in the summer. We'll be talking to him a little bit more about his plans and the final bow on the occasion in just a little bit. Hang on. You'll listen to Good Morning 100, 100ChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Mark Barber is here with me. He's opening a business called Zoop, and it's going to be at the Shops at Flemington. It's going to happen in the summer months, planning on June, July, perhaps August. I know things are moving swimmingly, so hopefully that'll keep going. Mark, one of the things that I failed to bring up, but I wanted to bring up is Jim Gano, who runs Crown of Flemington down there in one of the shops that you were actually investigating over by Staples. Jim opened
the trophy place. I've been there.
Jim did his franchise about 6-7 years ago, and he had done his own pre-work and pitched. He liked Crown just like you like Zoop. He pitched the area, Flemington, and they poo-pooed it. They said it's not a good gig for you. It's not a good place for you. He said, I beg to differ. And he has pretty much thrown it back in their face, not in a good way. But they were wrong. He was extremely right because they challenged the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
That was where one of my questions were before, is that when you look at Somerset County, 630,000 people, Hunterdon County, 120,000 people. When you investigated Zoop, what is the typical geographic radius that you learned about how far people are going to drive to try this experience?
Well, like I said, I was initially interested in the Princeton University area.
Yeah.
Lots of money, lots of traffic, students, kids, visitors. Had my heart set there. Did not have a great experience with the sandwich franchisee. I went out to their headquarters, and the meet and greet was not as pleasant, not as warm. So right away I started feeling, I don't know that this is for me. Happened upon Zoop. When you propose locations, they not only want to know the demographic area, but they have you do a count of customers going in, any malls you're considering. They look at nearby traffic, 202, 31. So I present that to them. They do some work there and run some numbers and said, yeah, this could work. But before you're finally approved, a franchise operation manager flies from Michigan, spends a few days in your area, and goes with you to the store.
Okay.
Talks with the broker that they hire, talks with the broker for any properties you're looking at, if it's the broker they picked, and they walk around with you, and I drove around for a few hours, and someone, his name is Richard Zimmer, drove with me and went up and down roads, knew how to sort of feel out the area.
Right.
Drove over to the Joanna Foods area, which frankly I wasn't aware of that there was something there.
Mm.
Drove up and down, I took him over to the Huntington Medical Center to show him, we can maybe get some catering business here. The car dealerships all along the highways. And he instinctively knew, all right, okay, let me go up some roads and see what else is here. Where are the schools? Where are not only corporate office parks, but any other businesses that might rely on us for lunch?
Right.
He was a huge help. He just had a gift for knowing, all right, let me drive around this area and get a... So before you are approved for a location, he has to come out, eyeball the area, make sure there's enough business and residential.
Mm-hmm.
I was focusing on Somerset, Mercer counties, not really realizing how much wealth was in Hunterdon County. I went online and
said, number one in New Jersey and fifth in the country.
You're usually number four or five behind three or four counties in outside of Washington and Virginia. So
yes,
that was
sir.
Sort of a surprise to me.
Yep.
When I go over to the shops at Flemington, they're very upscale stores.
Mm-hmm.
The cars parked there are very late model. So that sort of swung them to the side. Yes, this will work.
So they gave you kind of a warm, yeah, this might work. But then after having this drive around, there was a complete change?
Yeah, they're in a really strong partnership with the franchisees.
Nice.
They don't want to put you somewhere where you're going to struggle.
Right.
Like I said before, the support they give is amazing. They
uh-huh.
want you to succeed. They'll do everything they can to...
Sure.
The location is the first pivotal, critical thing you've got to do. They're not going to let you do it until they know you're set up to succeed.
Awesome.
Struggle.
Awesome. All right, so we got a couple months before it blew me away that I had to make an appointment the other day for July, and it just made me grin from ear to ear that July is only 3 months away, which means your opening is only about 3 months away. What are you imagining is going to happen for you? This has been nothing but a lot of work, but a lot of positive energy going into this huge undertaking that you're going to happen in the near future. What are you expecting What are you imagining is going to happen over the next couple of months in that first day or first week?
Well, once you sign the franchise agreement with Zoop, it's step by step, and you've got up to not only a general contractor, not only a landlord, not only a property manager. There can be 17 other vendors, not only food, but your what they call small wares and the fixtures. There's just a long list of things, and they advise you don't try to take them all at once. You've got to sign agreements. You've got to mail checks. You've got to put down payments on. Start with the big ones, and then week by week, I have a call from someone at their headquarters that walks me through it.
Right.
I'd like to focus the first year on cutting my teeth on this first restaurant, making sure my staff, my customers, everyone is on board and happy. The restaurant's running smoothly. Then my goal is within the first 5 years to have two other restaurants. So I'm looking for three within five. And then within 10, my goal, if I can do it, would be seven restaurants. So that's sort of the bar I've set for me. Now, there's gentlemen over in Pennsylvania that have already gone on their fourth and fifth and sixth. So I already have a lot of contacts among Zoop. They have meetings, regional meetings where the owners come in. Right. They have an annual reunion, they call it, in Michigan. So I'm already sort of plugging in the people at Zoop that have already been there for 5, 10 years and know the ropes, know what pitfalls there are, SBA financing, going to banks. But again, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew or ladle in more soup than I can swallow. I want to focus on this first restaurant, the first year, just critical to really learn the business, learn the ups and downs, and then, like I said, I'm focusing on the Hunterdon, Somerset, and Mercer County areas, and then go from there.
You said that you get to pick. There's 12 soups that'll be up there. What 10 other ones kind of intrigue you that you're going to have on that menu?
Well, one of the offerings is a burger cheeseburger soup.
Okay.
That's got creamy ground beef soup loaded with American and cheddar cheese, tomatoes, mustard, onions, and dill pickle relish. So again, you're eating soup and you think of cheeseburger.
Dill pickle relish. Never thought that would be in a soup.
The soups, that's what really attracted me to soup. It's not just here, chicken broth. It's amazing combinations of soups, flavors, and textures. They have a Cajun chicken and sausage gumbo soup. That's a brothy chicken soup with spicy Cajun sausage, fresh thyme, garlic, green pepper, celery, and onions.
Wow.
They've got an overstuffed bell pepper. If you've ever had bell peppers, they came up with a soup that's sautéed beef with garlic, onion, green and red bell peppers with brown rice.
Wow.
If you like steak, they have a Roadhouse sirloin chili that's a hearty black bean chili with chunks of steak, onions, carrots. And they have all sorts of catering things. You can have anywhere from a dozen to maybe hundreds of people where there's wrapped salads and sandwiches and big. You can even have, if you order enough, someone from the store come deliver tureens, pick the three or four flavors you soups you want, and someone will serve it and cater a party or an event, say at a car dealership. That's so I'm looking to build again with the car dealerships, the medical center people, local businesses, schools. I had three kids in a marching band that played at a lot of football games. And I've seen people that will go and get like little snacks. But instead of just hot dogs and burgers that they sell for a few bucks, we can put out a counter where we're selling soup to the team, the marching band, the parents, and a portion of each sale will go to charity. So I'm going to be big on community involvement.
Yep.
Over at Montgomery, I'm on a Landmarks Commission. I'm vice chair of that. I'm also on their Recreation Committee. I also serve on something called the Planning Committee. They have a subdivision committee. So I'm big on community involvement, and I want to do the same thing in Flemington. Work with the schools, the charities, the United Way, any organizations. I've already talked to people about setting up events where we come in and let people try the soup, and a buck or two from each meal goes to whatever fundraising event they have.
You're aware of that there's a soup competition every February.
I know. I just missed it. I know. I talked to the gentleman.
I don't know if we can allow you in there, though.
I was at a Hunterdon Chamber County Chamber of Commerce, and I was talking to him and getting set up. The thing is, I would have to bring soup from another location, not mine.
No, that's next year.
So while I could put out a booth and hand out samples, I figure next year I'll be ready. I'll be able to go in there and show them what we got.
Sure. That's awesome. Wow. So we got the one opening up. You have this vision of potentially having a few more coming up. for those people that are, you know, you kind of moved yourself out of an office job into this.
A 34-year career in records management at a law firm.
What advice would you give to somebody that's in that position, that's sitting there saying, I don't know if I want to make that leap. I'm too afraid.
You know, it's a scary tightrope to walk yourself. My wife sort of was the impetus.
Got to give creds to the wife, man. Unbelievable. Wow.
Work with your partner. Don't do this. I mean, she did this for a few weeks before telling me, and I was like overwhelmed. Like, no, I'm not ready for this. If you've got a strong partner, bring them in and work together on it. My wife came with me first to the sandwich place in Illinois and then Zoop. That's essential. Mm-hmm. Have someone at your back, by your side, holding your hand, working through the willies with you. It's a little scary. It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm funding this first restaurant with a lot of my 401k money.
Right.
I opened something called a rollover business startup, which not a lot of people knew about it. The 401k administrators at the law firm I worked at, who have been doing this for decades, were like a little taken aback. You need a lawyer and an accountant, but if you've got 401k money and you're ready for, like, I'm in my mid-50s, mid-career switch to something, just put the time into it. Don't rush it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they say for the location you're going to wind up, location, 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 do your homework.
Right.
Go online. Some of them will give you a list of their owners and say, here, call them. Or even Zoop had weekly conference calls where you could get in as a prospective franchisee and talk to people all around the country and Canada that were in the same boat as you, wondering, is this right for me? And you can talk to owners and people at the store, the headquarters. Do the work. Do the groundwork. Don't just sign an agreement and jump on board. You've got to really make sure, is this the right fit for me?
Yeah, you're putting a lot of things at risk right now. Family, your life, and your 401k. So you better be right.
And what I liked about Zoop is they said, all right, come out and meet us so we can sort of talk to each other, but work in a store for a full shift. I was there for 8 hours and talking with owners, people serving soup, working in the kitchen, cleaning. I wanted to talk start to finish, everyone there, and see what do they feel about this company and how it's run.
Awesome. I've had the pleasure of meeting Mark a couple of times just in the last couple of weeks. He's just as pleasant in person as he is on the radio. He's involved in so many different things, and he's a testament to getting involved and being part of your community even prior to opening your store.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to your soup opening and wish you the best of luck. And I want to thank you for coming on in today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Mark Barber, and he is with Zoop. And he'll be here. We'll talk to him over time to find out more about it. Want to thank Mark and Michelle for their contributions to the show today. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you're thinking about getting out of your day job and starting to look for a new adventure in your 50s, you might want to start exploring that. Take some of the advice from Mark and find out if there's something out there for you to do. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be back again tomorrow, and it's National Beer Day, so Lone Eagle Brewery will be here. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterin, on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-5-W.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today brings President Trump his biggest meeting with a foreign leader since he took office. As China's president's visiting, here's more from Sharon Reed.
The two leaders will be meeting at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida beginning this afternoon. Trump and the First Lady will be hosting Xi and his wife at a dinner tonight. The two leaders are holding a series of meetings tomorrow. The get-together is scheduled to last less than 24 hours.
The two leaders expected to discuss the nuclear threat from North Korea, as well as trade issues. White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon's no longer a member of the National Security Council as the president removed him as part of a reorganization. National Security Chief H.R. McMaster will now be in charge of setting the agendas. The Masters, the first major of the PGA season, is underway at this hour, but Tiger Woods is again not playing because of his continuing back issues. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey,
this winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
I don't think you have to be an activist on everything to be an activist, but I do believe he's an activist.
Former vice presidential hopeful Senate Democrat Tim Kaine, as that chamber is expected to take an unprecedented step today on the way to confirming the next Supreme Court justice. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to invoke what's known as the nuclear option to get Neil Gorsuch confirmed.
If a widely praised nominee like this can't get past the Democratic filibuster, then no nominee of a Republican president could.
With Republicans holding a 52-48 majority and Senate rules currently requiring 60 votes to cut off debate, it looks like they'll change the rules so that a simple majority would confirm the nominee. Another warning about some severe spring weather as powerful thunderstorms are sweeping across parts of the South.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It is the result of a handgun. It looks like a single weapon was used in this incident.
The sheriff for Harford County, Maryland, talking to reporters about a shooting today at an industrial park. The sheriff described the call coming in to 911.
A report of a shooting at Advanced Granite Solutions. Deputies were on the scene within 4 minutes, where they discovered five people suffering from gunshot wounds. Currently, we have lost three of those people.
President Trump during a photo op at the White House promoting his tax cut plan.
According to the Council of Economic Advisers, reducing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20% would increase average household income by $4,000 a year.
Another Obama-appointed judge is blocking President Trump's actions on immigration, this time a federal judge in Maryland. USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon was in Arizona throwing his support behind a candidate for the Senate.
Bannon was on hand to introduce the Republican at a campaign event in Scottsdale on Tuesday night. Bannon's endorsement of Ward is seen as another step in his self-described war against the GOP establishment. Ward unsuccessfully ran against Senator John McCain in the 2016 primary. She's giving it another go in 2018 against Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Bannon went after Flake, saying the senator and the GOP establishment do not care about the average American.
Security is tight at the University of Florida ahead of white nationalist Richard Spencer's speech on Thursday. Hundreds of state troopers are there providing security, as well as other county and Gainesville law enforcement officers. Governor Scott declared a state of emergency in Alachua County because of Spencer's speeches. He said in other states, his speeches have led to protests, counter-protests, violent civil unrest, and numerous arrests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at Let There Be Light movie.